Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today we're going to be looking at effective selling tactics for sauce products,
okay,
specifically for 2024.
Right.
Our source material for this deep dive is going to be an article that was just published last month by Lauren Popick.
Mm-hmm.
She is the marketing director at Reach Marketing.
Okay.
And the article is called Effective Selling Tactics for Sauce Products in 2024.
Straightforward.
Pretty straightforward,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So this deep dive is going to be really, really helpful for anyone who is in the sauce industry.
Sure.
But also anyone who is just interested in, you know, the future of software sales.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's get right into it. The article starts off by discussing personalized demos and free trials.
Right.
And they're calling these things king for a reason.
For a reason.
Yeah.
It's not just about giving those potential customers access to your software.
Right.
It's about guiding them to that aha moment during the trial, where they really see the value of the product and how it solves their specific problem.
Okay.
I think the article even called it personalized onboarding,
yeah.
Which is a really great way to put it.
Personalized onboarding.
That's what truly drives conversion.
I like that. Personalized onboarding. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of when I first tried out this amazing project management app.
Okay.
You know, and at first I was just sort of poking around.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I discovered this feature.
Yeah.
That completely changed the way I was organizing all of my work.
Nice.
And I was like, oh my God.
Right.
This is amazing.
You're hooked.
Hooked, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine going back to my old way of doing things.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the magic of a well-executed aha moment.
Yeah.
And you know what else can create a really positive user experience?
What's that?
Flexible pricing models.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The article talks about how these models,
right,
like usage-based pricing, mm-hmm, or freemium, they really align the costs with the value.
Right. You only pay for what you use.
Yeah.
Which customers love.
Absolutely.
Especially in the sauce world.
Especially in the sauce world.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
It builds trust right from the start.
It's like the difference between paying a flat fee for a gym membership.
Right.
That you barely use.
Yeah.
Or only paying for the classes that you attend.
Exactly.
I'm thinking of this one productivity app that uses a freemium model brilliantly.
Okay.
The free version's packed with useful features, so people get hooked, and then they naturally upgrade as they need more.
That's a great example.
So we've talked about personalized demos and flexible pricing.
Yeah.
But now let's get into the power of data in sauce sales.
Okay.
Because the article dives into these data-driven strategies.
Mm-hmm.
It mentions predictive analytics, which sounds super futuristic to me.
Oh, yeah.
Can you break that down?
Sure. So imagine having a crystal ball that can tell you exactly which prospects are most likely to convert.
Okay.
That's the power of predictive analytics. Wow.
It uses all sorts of customer data to identify those high-value prospects before they even reach out to you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it could be a really powerful tool for your sales team.
So predictive analytics can help you figure out who to target. But how do CRM systems fit into all of this?
So think of your CRM as the central nervous system of your sales operation.
Okay.
It tracks every interaction with the lead.
Okay.
From that first website visit to the final closed deal and everything in between.
So it's keeping a record of every email.
Yeah.
Every phone call.
Every demo.
Every demo.
That's right.
Okay.
And all that data gives your sales team a 360-degree view of the customer.
Yeah.
Allowing for more personalized and effective communication.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's all about using data to make smarter decisions, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the best part is that a good CRM can actually automate a lot of those repetitive tasks.
Oh, wow.
That bog down sales teams.
Yeah.
Freeing them up to focus on closing deals and building those relationships.
That sounds like a huge time saver.
It is.
But it's not all about data and algorithms, is it?
You're right. The human element is still crucial.
Okay.
And that's why this article is highlighting the importance of social selling and building authority through thought leadership.
Okay. I'm all for the human touch.
Yeah.
So how do social selling and thought leadership actually work in practice?
So think about a platform like LinkedIn.
Okay.
It's a gold mine for B2B sauces companies.
Mm.
But it's not about spamming people with sales pitches.
Right.
It's about providing value, establishing yourself as an expert and becoming a trusted resource in your industry.
So it's more about building relationships and trust
Exactly.
Than pushing a hard sell.
Precisely. You want to be the person that people naturally turn to for advice and solutions. Mm-hmm. It's like that old saying, people buy from people they know, like, and trust.
Right.
Social selling is all about building that trust.
I've seen some SaaS companies do this incredibly well on Twitter.
Yeah.
Where they're sharing helpful tips, answering questions, and participating in industry discussions. Mm-hmm. They're not always talking about their product.
Right.
It's more about just being helpful and engaging.
Exactly. It's about creating valuable content that establishes your credibility and builds trust.
Okay.
Then when someone needs a solution, you're top of mind.
Right.
Because you've already demonstrated your expertise.
You're already that go-to expert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when it comes to targeted strategies, nothing beats account-based marketing.
AEM.
Or ABM, as it's known.
Okay, so ABM, that's all about laser focusing on high-value accounts.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
How is that different from traditional marketing? It sounds like you're just going after bigger fish.
Well, it is more nuanced than that.
Okay.
Imagine you're a SaaS company specializing in project management software.
Okay.
With ABM, you wouldn't just cast a wide net.
Right.
You would identify a handful of ideal companies, let's say tech companies who are struggling with project delays.
Okay.
And you would go all in.
So you research those companies.
Mm-hmm.
In depth. Get to know their pain points and craft a marketing message that's tailored specifically to them.
Exactly. It's like a personalized marketing campaign that's designed to show them you understand their business and you have the perfect solution for their needs.
Okay.
And with ABM, marketing and sales teams work very closely together to create this smooth, personalized experience for that target account.
That sounds like a really effective way to shorten the sales cycle.
It can be.
Especially for these large enterprise deals.
Right.
Where the decision-making process can take forever.
Exactly.
But, you know, the SaaS isn't just about landing new customers.
Right.
It's about keeping them happy
and
engaged for the long haul.
Retention is key.
Yeah.
And that's where continuous engagement comes into play.
I love that phrase, continuous engagement.
Yeah.
So what does continuous engagement look like in practice?
It could be as simple as just introducing them to more advanced features after they've mastered the basics, or it could be rewarding customer milestones and celebrating their successes with them.
It's like leveling up in a video game.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep unlocking these new abilities and features as you progress.
Yeah, and it keeps things exciting.
Right.
And it prevents you from getting bored.
Exactly. It's all about keeping your customers engaged and showing them that you value their business.
I recently had a great experience with a software company.
Oh, yeah.
That sent me a personalized email congratulating me on hitting a major milestone with their platform.
That's awesome.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Those little touches can make a big difference.
They really do.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like they're paying attention.
Yeah.
And they genuinely care about your success.
And you know what else is a great way to leverage customer satisfaction?
What's that?
Referral programs.
Oh, yeah. Word of mouth is the best kind of marketing.
Right.
Happy customers are your best salespeople.
Absolutely.
But the key is making that referral process seamless and rewarding. Nobody wants to deal with a clunky system.
Right.
Or long delays in getting their reward.
Yeah, it's got to be simple and fun.
Exactly.
Speaking of fun, I think video marketing is something that doesn't get enough credit in the SaaS world.
Oh, video is huge.
Yeah.
Explainer videos, product demos, customer testimonials, even those short, snappy micro videos that focus on a single feature or benefit.
Yeah.
They're all incredibly effective ways to showcase your software and what it can do.
Did you know that viewers retain 95% of a message when they watch it in a video?
Wow.
Compared to 10% when reading it in text.
That's an amazing statistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of technology that's changing the game.
Yeah.
The article spends a good amount of time talking about the power of automation in SaaS marketing.
Okay.
Particularly the use of AI and machine learning.
Interesting.
So we talked about AI earlier with predictive analytics.
Right.
But how is it being used in marketing automation specifically?
Well, think about all of the repetitive tasks that are involved in marketing, like sending emails, segmenting audiences, scheduling social media posts, nurturing leads.
Yeah.
You know, marketing automation platforms powered by AI can handle a lot of those tasks for you.
Really?
Yeah. And often with better results than humans can achieve.
That's impressive.
It is. But, you know, AI is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And it requires careful consideration.
For sure.
And ethical implementation.
Right. We don't want to go down the path of creepy, intrusive marketing tactics.
No.
So it's all about finding that balance between leveraging technology and maintaining that human-centered approach to marketing.
I agree with that.
And speaking of humans,
yeah,
the article reminds us that customer success teams are kind of the unsung heroes of the SaaS world.
Absolutely. Those teams are critical
for
driving product adoption, reducing churn, and maximizing customer lifetime value.
It's not just about closing the deal.
Right.
It's about making sure that customers are happy, engaged, and successful with your product long after they've signed on the dotted line.
Exactly. And that's where those customer success teams really shine.
Okay.
They proactively engage with customers. They offer personalized recommendations. Yeah. They anticipate potential roadblocks, and they really help users achieve their goals.
It's all about building those long-term relationships and turning customers into advocates for your brand.
Absolutely.
And that reminds me of a recent interaction I had with a software company.
Oh, yeah.
That I think really exemplifies this idea of customer success.
Okay.
So I was having this issue with their platform, and I reached out to their customer support team.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I was blown away by how helpful and responsive they were.
That's great.
They didn't just give me like a generic canned response.
Right.
They really took the time to understand my problem.
Yeah.
And they walked me through the solution step by step.
Nice.
It was like having a personal tutor.
It's the best.
It really was.
Yeah.
And the best part was they followed up with me a few days later just to make sure that everything was working smoothly.
That's awesome.
And, you know, it's those little touches.
Yeah.
That really make a big difference.
They really do.
It made me feel like they genuinely cared about my success.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me want to continue using their product and recommend it to others.
Absolutely.
So that's a perfect example of how customer success can really drive customer loyalty.
It is.
And advocacy.
Yeah. And ultimately, business growth.
Business growth, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've talked about personalized demos, flexible pricing, the power of data, the human touch of social selling and thought leadership, ABM or account-based marketing, the importance of continuous engagement, referral programs, the power of video marketing, marketing automation with AI, and of course, the crucial role of customer success teams.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
But it all comes back to that customer-centric approach that we're talking about.
Absolutely.
You know, putting the customer at the heart of everything you do.
It's about understanding their needs, their pain points, and delivering value at every touch point.
Exactly.
So as we move on to part two of this deep dive, we're going to be exploring some even more advanced tactics and strategies for SaaS sales.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I'm excited to dig in.
I am too.
So stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive on those effective selling tactics for SaaS products in 2024. We were talking about some great customer success stories.
Oh, they were really inspiring, right?
Yeah.
They really highlight how those little personalized touches can make a huge difference.
For sure.
You know, looking back at this article from Reach Marketing, it's not just talking about these individual tactics.
Right.
It's emphasizing a much more holistic approach to SaaS sales in general.
You're absolutely right. It's about understanding how all these different pieces fit together to create a really cohesive strategy that drives sustainable growth.
Yeah, it's like putting together a puzzle. You need all the pieces to see the full picture.
Exactly. And that's where a deep understanding of your target market comes in.
Okay.
The article really stresses defining your ideal customer profile.
Your ICP.
Your ICP, exactly.
Knowing who you're selling to.
Yes.
Their needs, their pain points, their motivations, that should be the foundation of your entire sales and marketing strategy.
Absolutely. You need to tailor your approach to resonate with them.
Right.
And demonstrate that you really understand their unique challenges.
Otherwise, you're just kind of throwing darts in the dark.
Exactly.
And in today's competitive SaaS market, you need to give them a compelling reason to choose you.
For sure, because customers have so many choices.
They really do.
And that's where data comes into play.
Okay.
SaaS companies have so much information at their fingertips.
Yeah, it really is a goldmine of insights.
It is, but it's not just about collecting data.
Right.
It's about using it effectively.
To make smarter decisions.
Exactly. The article talks about leveraging predictive analytics to identify those high-value prospects, you know, to personalize marketing messages and even anticipate when a customer might be at risk of churning.
Wow, that's some powerful stuff.
It is.
But even with all this data and technology, we can't forget about the human element.
Absolutely. The article emphasizes this repeatedly, the importance of building those genuine relationships with your customers.
Yeah, I think that's really key.
It is.
Whether it's through personalized onboarding or proactive customer success efforts, or even just responding to inquiries thoughtfully and promptly,
Right.
those human interactions can really make all the difference.
They do. They make customers feel seen and heard and valued.
And that brings us to another critical point:
Okay.
the need for continuous innovation
Yeah.
and adaptation.
That's right.
The SaaS landscape is constantly changing,
It is.
with new technologies, new competitors,
Yeah.
and new customer expectations emerging all the time.
It's like trying to hit a moving target.
It really is.
Yeah, you gotta be agile.
SaaS companies have to be agile and adaptable to stay ahead of the curve.
Exactly. It's not enough to set a strategy and coast.
Right.
You need to monitor the market, gather feedback,
I mean,
and be willing to pivot to
yeah.
make sure that you're meeting the needs of your customers.
It reminds me of something my old mentor used to say:
Oh, yeah.
the only constant is change.
I like that.
And that's especially true in the world of SaaS.
It is.
Speaking of change, let's talk about one of the biggest challenges that SaaS companies are facing today:
Okay.
standing out in a really crowded market.
Yeah, there are so many SaaS products out there.
It feels like there's a new one launching every single day.
It's true. And that's why understanding your unique value proposition is so crucial.
What sets your product apart from the competition?
Exactly what specific problems
Yeah.
does it solve better than any other solution out there?
It's about identifying those core strengths
Yes.
and communicating them clearly and persuasively.
That's right. And it's not just about listing features and functionality. It's about articulating the overall value
Okay.
that you deliver.
So increased efficiency,
Right.
cost savings, improved customer satisfaction. You need to tell that compelling story
Yes.
that resonates with your audience
Exactly.
and demonstrates how your product can help them achieve their goals.
And then you need to make sure that that message is amplified across all of your marketing efforts.
So from your website to your social media profiles, to your sales presentations, even your customer interactions,
Yes.
every touch point should reinforce that unique value proposition.
All about consistency.
But differentiation goes beyond marketing and messaging.
That's right.
It extends to the product itself.
Absolutely. Customers are savvy. They can see through hype.
Your product needs to deliver on its promises.
It does, and SaaS companies need to constantly innovate
Okay.
and improve their products to stay ahead.
It's about staying ahead of that innovation curve
Yes.
and making sure that your product remains relevant and desirable in this rapidly changing landscape.
And finding ways to deliver a superior customer experience.
I totally agree. Those little details can really make a huge impact on how customers perceive your brand.
They can.
And speaking of brand, I think that's something we haven't really touched on yet.
Okay.
But it seems like having a strong brand is absolutely essential for SaaS success.
It is, especially in such a crowded market.
Yeah, because it's about more than just a logo and a tagline, right?
Right, it's the overall perception and
Okay.
reputation that you create in the marketplace.
It's about building trust and credibility and a sense of community around your product and your company.
It's about creating a brand that people connect with
Yeah.
emotionally.
And feel good about supporting.
Exactly, and that takes time and effort
Right.
and consistency to
You
build.
need to be intentional about every aspect of your brand, from the way you communicate with customers to the way you design your product.
It's about aligning every touch point
Right.
with your brand values.
Yeah, and creating that cohesive and memorable experience for
Exactly.
your customers.
And the payoff can be huge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a strong brand can command premium pricing, attract top talent, and foster incredible customer loyalty.
It's like a magnetic pull that draws people in
Yeah.
and keeps them coming back for more.
It is, but building a strong brand isn't just about marketing and messaging.
Okay.
It's also about the customer experience that you deliver.
It all comes back to the customer.
It always does.
The article really stresses creating this seamless and enjoyable customer journey,
Yes.
from that initial point of contact all the way through to the ongoing support and engagement.
You got it.
It's about exceeding expectations
At every touch point.
and leaving them with a positive and lasting impression.
It's about creating those raving fans
Yeah.
who just love your product and tell everyone they know about it.
Yeah, that word of mouth marketing is so powerful.
It is.
But we also need to consider those economic and geopolitical factors
Right.
that are shaping the business landscape.
Because those can have a huge impact on SaaS companies.
Okay, so let's talk about the elephant in the room.
All right.
How are these global forces impacting the SaaS industry?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty in the global economy right now.
Yeah.
With things like rising inflation, mm-hmm. supply chain disruptions, mm-hmm. and geopolitical tensions.
Yeah, those are some major headwinds.
They are, and businesses are becoming more cautious.
Okay.
About their spending.
That makes sense.
And that has a direct impact on SaaS sales cycles.
So it's taking longer to close deals.
Yeah.
And companies are scrutinizing their budgets more carefully.
Exactly. So SaaS companies need to be prepared to address those concerns head on and demonstrate the return on investment of their solutions.
It's not enough to just talk about features and benefits anymore. You need to show how your product can actually help businesses save money, increase efficiency, and achieve their strategic goals.
You need to build a strong business case
okay.
that resonates with those decision makers.
Who are under pressure to make those smart investments.
Exactly.
Speaking of partnerships, I'm curious to hear more about this trend of product-led growth.
PLG.
PLG.
Yes, which we touched on a little bit earlier.
It seems like a lot of SaaS companies are adopting this approach.
Yeah, they are.
And seeing some tremendous success.
PLG is definitely shaking things up.
So it's a really fascinating approach that challenges traditional sales models.
It does.
By putting the product front and center.
Right. The idea is to let users experience the value of your product firsthand.
Okay.
Before they ever even interact with a salesperson.
So let the product sell itself.
Exactly.
But how does that actually work?
It often starts with a freemium model.
Okay.
Offering a basic version of the product for free so that users can just sign up and start using it right away.
So remove any barriers to entry.
Yes. Make it as easy as possible
right.
for people to experience that value.
So it's about creating a product that's so intuitive and compelling
yeah.
that it practically sells itself.
And then as users engage with the product and they see its value,
yeah.
they naturally progress through the sales funnel.
And eventually convert to paid plans
yeah.
as their needs grow.
It's a very organic and customer-centric approach to sales.
But what about the sales team in this model?
Yeah.
Do they become obsolete?
Not at all.
Okay.
Their focus just shifts from that initial outreach and qualification
right.
to higher level engagement and strategic guidance.
So they're stepping in to support users who have already experienced that product's value.
Exactly. Yeah. And are ready to explore those more advanced features.
Or the enterprise level solutions.
Right.
Okay. So it's less about closing deals.
Yes.
And more about nurturing those relationships,
yeah.
helping customers maximize the value they get from the product,
yeah.
and guiding them towards solutions that best meet their needs.
Precisely. And that requires a very different skill set
okay.
from traditional salespeople.
Okay.
These PLG sales teams need to be product experts,
mm-hmm.
customer advocates,
okay.
and strategic advisors.
So it's about having that deep understanding of the product
yes.
and the customer's business challenges so you can guide them towards the best possible solutions.
It's about building trust and credibility.
I love that. It's a much more collaborative
it is.
And consultative approach to sales.
Absolutely. And it aligns perfectly
yeah.
with that customer-centric mindset.
Speaking of customer success,
yeah.
I'm curious to hear more about its role in a PLG model.
Customer success is paramount in any SaaS business.
Okay.
But it's even more critical in a PLG model.
Because if customers aren't successful with the product,
yeah.
they're not going to upgrade to those paid plans.
Right.
Or recommend it to others.
You go.
So you need to make sure that users have a positive and productive experience from day one.
Exactly. And that means investing in things like customer onboarding, education and support.
Uh-huh.
It's about creating a culture of customer success.
That permeates every aspect of the organization.
Yes, from product development to marketing to sales.
Yeah, everyone needs to be aligned around that goal of helping customers succeed.
That's right.
Because ultimately, their success is your success.
Exactly, and you can even leverage data
okay.
and analytics to identify potential churn risks and intervene before a customer decides to leave.
So being proactive.
Yeah, going above and beyond to help them succeed.
Okay.
Knowing that their success is ultimately your success.
Now let's shift gears a little bit
okay.
and talk about the role of content marketing.
Yeah.
SaaS sales.
Content marketing can be a really powerful tool for SaaS companies.
Yeah.
To build that brand awareness, generate leads, and establish thought leadership.
But what makes content marketing so effective in the SaaS space?
Well, SaaS products can be complex.
Right.
and intangible.
It can be challenging to communicate their value through traditional advertising or sales pitches.
It's not like selling a physical product
right.
that people can see and touch.
Exactly. You need more creative ways to explain the benefits and demonstrate the value of your software.
And that's where content marketing really shines.
Okay.
By creating high quality, informative content that addresses the needs and pain points of your target audience.
You can build trust and credibility and a sense of expertise.
Exactly. It's about becoming a go-to resource for information and insights.
Okay.
Helping potential customers really understand the challenges they face.
Right.
And how your product can help them overcome those challenges.
And it's about providing value to your audience without being overly promotional.
Exactly.
Right.
It's about educating, informing, and entertaining rather than constantly trying to sell.
Building those relationships through valuable content.
Yeah, knowing that those relationships will eventually translate into leads and sales.
And that's where having a strategic content marketing plan comes in.
Absolutely. Yeah. You need to know your target audience, understand their content consumption habits, and create a content calendar that aligns with your business goals.
So creating a diverse mix of content formats.
Yes.
From blog posts and articles to videos, webinars, infographics.
Yeah.
And then distributing that content through the channels where your target audience is most active.
And you have to measure the results of your content marketing efforts.
Oh, for sure.
You know, track things like website traffic, lead generation, social media engagement.
Okay.
To make sure that your content is resonating.
Yeah, and driving those business outcomes.
Exactly. It's an ongoing process of optimization.
And let's not forget about search engine optimization or SEO.
Right.
That's critical for making sure that your content is discoverable by those potential customers who are searching for solutions online.
So optimizing your website and content for relevant keywords.
So that you rank high in those search engine results pages.
Yes. And building high-quality backlinks to your website from other reputable sources.
Okay, so it's a long-term game.
It is.
That requires patience and a deep understanding of how search engines work.
But the rewards can be significant.
Yeah, driving a steady stream of organic traffic to your website and generating leads without having to pay for advertising.
Exactly.
Okay, so SEO, very important for SaaS.
A crucial component.
But now let's turn our attention to social media.
Okay.
Social media is such a powerful tool.
It is.
For SaaS companies to connect with their potential customers, build brand awareness, and drive traffic to their websites.
For sure.
But with so many platforms out there, it can be challenging to know where to focus your efforts.
It can feel overwhelming at times.
That's why having a clear social media strategy is so essential.
It is. You need to know your goals.
Right.
And your target audience.
Yeah, you need to identify those platforms where your ideal customers are spending their time and tailor your content and your messaging to resonate with them.
Exactly. And it's not enough to just create profiles and post occasionally.
Right.
You need to be active and engaging.
Okay.
Responding to comments and messages.
Yeah, participating in those conversations.
Yes.
Building genuine relationships with those potential customers.
It's about being social.
Just like the name suggests.
Right, and you can use it to amplify your other marketing efforts.
So sharing your blog posts, promoting your webinars, announcing new product features.
Exactly. It's about creating that cohesive social media presence.
So being strategic and intentional with your social media efforts.
Yeah.
Not just posting randomly or trying to be on every single platform.
And of course, you need to measure your results.
Always measuring.
Always.
Tracking things like engagement reach and website traffic.
To make sure that your efforts are actually moving the needle.
And contributing to your business goals.
That's right.
It's a constantly evolving landscape.
It is.
That requires experimentation.
Yeah.
And a willingness to embrace those new platforms and trends.
But when done well, social media can be a really powerful tool for SaaS companies.
Yeah. To build those relationships and grow their business.
Well, now let's talk about another essential channel for SaaS companies.
Okay.
Email marketing.
Ah, email marketing.
Yeah.
It's been around forever.
It has.
But it's still so effective.
It is.
For SaaS companies to nurture leads, communicate with their customers.
Yeah.
And ultimately drive sales.
That's right.
But with so much competition for attention in people's inboxes these days.
Yeah.
It's more important than ever to really stand out and deliver value to your subscribers.
You're absolutely right. It's not about blasting out generic promotional emails anymore.
Right.
It's about segmenting your audience.
Okay.
Personalizing your messages and providing content that is relevant and valuable to the recipient.
So treating your subscribers like individuals. not just names on a list.
And that's where email automation comes in.
Okay.
It can really help streamline your communication,
yeah,
deliver targeted messages at the right time, and nurture those leads through the sales funnel.
That sounds incredibly efficient.
It is.
But even with all these tools and tactics,
yeah,
there's one thing that SaaS companies should never overlook.
And what's that?
The importance of customer feedback.
Customer feedback is a gold mine.
Yeah, it can help you improve your product,
mm-hmm,
refine your messaging,
yes,
and deliver a better overall customer experience.
Absolutely.
So it's important to actively solicit that feedback from your customers.
It is.
Whether it's through surveys, interviews, focus groups, or even social media monitoring.
Right, and you have to really listen.
Yeah, listen to what your customers are saying.
Yes, both the good and the bad.
And then use that feedback to make informed decisions.
About your product, your, yes, marketing, your customer support.
It's about creating that culture of feedback,
mm-hmm,
where customers feel heard and valued, and their input is actively sought.
And used to drive continuous improvement.
And that brings us to another important aspect of SaaS sales.
Okay.
Building a strong community around your product.
A strong community can be a really powerful asset,
yeah,
for SaaS companies.
It provides that platform for customer engagement,
okay,
feedback,
yes,
and advocacy.
But how do you actually go about building a thriving community?
That's a great question.
Well, it starts by creating a space,
okay,
where your customers can connect with each other,
okay,
share their experiences, and ask for help.
So like an online forum?
Yeah.
A social media group?
A social media group, even in-person events.
Okay, so making easy for them to interact.
Yes. And then you need to actively facilitate those conversations.
Okay.
Provide valuable content.
Mm.
Recognize and reward your most active members.
It's about fostering a sense of belonging.
Yes.
And making your customers feel like they're part of something special.
Exactly. And you can use that community as a source of feedback and insights.
So you're tapping into the collective wisdom,
yes,
of your customer base to make your product and your business even better.
It's a win-win situation for everyone.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time for this segment.
I know.
But don't worry, we'll be back soon with part three of this deep dive.
We'll pick up right where we left off.
And dive even deeper into the strategies and tactics that are shaping the future of SaaS sales.
I can't wait.
Me too.
Welcome
back to the final part of our deep dive into effective selling tactics for SaaS products in 2024. It feels like we've gone through a whirlwind of insights, you know, from those personalized demos to the community building and everything in between.
It's been quite the journey through this material, hasn't it?
It really has.
And as we wrap up, I think it's important to go back to something we touched on earlier.
Okay, what's that?
Global expansion.
Ah, yes. Taking your SaaS product to the world.
That's right. More and more companies are looking beyond their borders.
For sure, as the market gets more mature and competition heats up.
Exactly. The world is becoming so interconnected now. Right.
And the internet makes it easier than ever to reach those new customers.
But going global is not as simple as just flipping a switch.
No, you're right. It's not as simple as just translating your website,
yeah,
and launching in a new country.
There are a lot of unique challenges when it comes to expanding into new territories.
That's right. It requires a really deep understanding of that local market.
Okay.
You know, everything from cultural nuances to business practices to specific regulatory requirements.
So tailoring your product, your messaging, your whole strategy.
To resonate with the needs,
yeah,
of each market.
It takes a lot of planning.
It does.
And research?
It takes meticulous planning, thorough research, and flawless execution.
SaaS companies have to consider everything.
Everything.
Language localization.
Payment processing, customer support, data privacy regulations.
It's a lot.
It is.
But the potential rewards must be pretty big.
They are.
For companies to take on this challenge.
Expanding into new markets can unlock entirely new revenue streams.
You can diversify your customer base and really put your company on that fast track to growth.
And the exposure to new ideas and new perspectives and ways of doing business.
That's right.
That can be huge for a company.
It can really fuel innovation and give you a competitive edge.
And, you know, speaking of embracing those new ideas and that constant evolution.
Yeah.
We need to talk about something fundamental to SaaS success.
Okay.
Measuring your results.
Yes.
And continually refining your approach.
Data is king in the world of SaaS.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need to track those key metrics.
Yes.
Analyze the data and then use those insights to optimize our sales and marketing strategies.
It's not enough to just implement tactics and hope for the best.
No, you need to have a system in place.
Yes.
To measure your progress.
Identify what's working, what's not, and be ready to adapt.
Having that data-driven mindset.
Yes.
And using analytics to guide our action.
Right. Rather than just relying on guesswork or intuition.
And you have to be willing to experiment.
Yeah.
To test different approaches.
Absolutely.
And constantly iterate.
Until you find what really works.
Embracing a culture of continuous improvement.
Love that.
Never settling for good enough, mm-hmm. but always striving for better.
That's what makes the sauce industry so dynamic and exciting.
So as we wrap up this incredible deep dive, what are some key takeaways that you hope our listeners will remember and apply to their sauce journeys?
If I had to pick one overarching theme, it's adopting a customer-centric approach.
Okay, putting the customer at the heart of everything you do.
Exactly. Understanding their needs and delivering value at every single touch point.
Remembering that success in sauce isn't just about closing deals.
It's not. It's about building those long-term relationships.
Fostering trust.
Becoming a partner in your customer's success.
Creating that positive and memorable customer experience.
That turns users into advocates.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to embrace innovation.
Right. Leverage the power of data and be constantly iterating and improving.
To stay ahead in this industry.
Yeah. This has been such a journey, exploring the world of sauce sales.
We've only just scratched the surface.
But I think we provided some valuable takeaways.
We hope so.
And sparked some new ideas.
And we encourage you to keep exploring these topics.
Yes. Experiment with different approaches.
And discover what works best for your business.
And as always, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Your questions.
And your feedback.
Feel free to connect with us on social media or through our website.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time.
Happy selling.